If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Radio 92.9 The Game. It's Sam and Greg on a Saturday morning, 24th day of May, beginning of a holiday weekend. Happy Memorial Day. This is another one of those amateur nights, but I'm not going to get on it today. Monday we'll be on from 6 until 10. I will talk about it then. Just be very careful out there.
We try to get somebody to come on from our local law enforcement to remind people, especially if they're going out on the water.
Right. Let somebody know. But that's what they're going to say. Let somebody know you're going out to the lake. If you're going out on the lake and you ain't telling nobody except for the people who you got on the boat with you, they're going to come on and say.
And all of a sudden you're a few hours late showing
exactly,
up for something, right?
Exactly. They don't know. I didn't know he was going to the lake. They're looking for you at Piedmont Park for the Jazz Festival. Right? So. Let some folks know. Before we bring Terrell on here, can I do something? Because you mentioned hospitals earlier.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to three people.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Glenn Grove.
Okay.
She likes being called Anna Glenn.
Okay.
You know, but Anna Glenn Grove. Mm-hmm. Wendy Threat. Wendy used to be in this business.
Okay.
And Nicholas Alexander.
Okay.
Them my folks. That's my new crew. They work over at the Arthur Blank Children's Hospital over there in North Druid Hills in 85.
Okay.
And they are the event coordinators.
Mm-hmm.
Like next week or coming up later on in June, they're going to be a part of taking those kids or as many kids that can go out to, well, it's race weekend. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay.
And we're going to be talking about Brandon Hutchison and getting him on. Brandon, we're not waiting. We're going to talk about race weekend that week of the 23rd of June as the playoffs start. But they're going out there. But I've been working with them and talking with them, and you saw the hat I got.
Oh, yeah, now.
But everybody out there, we're helping connect the film industry with that hospital. This place is incredible.
Outstanding.
I mean, just
unbelievable,
incredible.
Yep.
And
you wish people could go and check it out. And that's
you really do.
Who want to go to visit a hospital. Some people don't want to go because they know hospital is there for people who are not well. But, you know, you can't help but be impressed what's been put
this together. Lobby, yeah. Just in this studio in the lobby, mm-hmm. donated by Ryan Seacrest. But anyway, they have, you can look at it online, too. Arthur Blank, I mean, spared no expense. But Anna, Wendy, and Nicholas, who I've been working with, and we're putting something together, and I'll talk about it here on the air sometime in June with a couple elements from the film industry that are going to go there and perform and provide a service for the kids there. So,
fantastic.
There you go. That's Terrell fantastic. Thomas, These Urban Times. How you doing, buddy? And happy holiday weekend.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy holiday weekend. I'm great. How are you doing?
You didn't mind me taking a minute or so to mention that hospital during your time here, but you know.
No, not at all. Not at all. Not at all. Shoot, got me interested in checking it out.
Yeah, man. Yeah, and you'll be back on Monday with us too.
You would be impressed. You would be impressed. You really would.
I want to. Where do you want to start with Terrell? I'll let you decide because I have something basketball related.
Okay.
But it morphs into a thought I had after it. So
go ahead.
Okay, this past week, the MVP was handed out. Your thoughts on that? Terrell?
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, I will say I've been impressed with Shea this year. I didn't know if he was going to get the MVP. I thought it was really a close race between him and Jokic. I will say that. But I think he's very deserving of it, especially where you see where OKC is right now. I know it's a regular season award. But I think he was really deserving of it. I will say that much.
How about you?
Yep. I felt like he would get it. But I think this is just what we're seeing with these playoffs. It's just, you know, the changing of the guard and what we're seeing. And, yeah, maybe some people want to poo-poo him because of where he is. He's not in a major city. He's not in one of the major metropolitan places in Oklahoma City. But he's getting the job done. He's got his team there. You know, can't help it. Now, the thing of it, will he stay there? Because you know what happened with the last crew that came through. Them guys ended up all over the place.
Right.
So, think about all the guys that were at Oklahoma City and where they've ended up. So, can they keep him there is one thing. But he's getting the job done. And whether you want to pay attention to some bigger city or whatnot, you can't ignore what he's doing. You can't ignore him.
You know what popped into my head when I saw that? And to Terrell's point, too, talking about Jokic. This, and again, neither one of us were around. But being a little bit of a historian, this reminded me of what the generation before us talked about, the craziness that happened in Major League Baseball in 1941. You got a guy who hits 400, right? So this is the equivalent. Jokic this year is the equivalent of Ted Williams in 1941. If you hit 400, in fact 406 for the season, you should win MVP. Right?
Should.
You should. Jokic averaged a triple-double this year. Averaged.
Playing the position that he played.
And not trying to, like Russell Westbrook did,
yeah.
Just trying to get over on Oscar Robertson. He averaged a triple-double. But he don't win the MVP. SGA wins it. And that's fine. But what happened in 41 was this 400 season out of Ted Williams got morphed by Joe DiMaggio. Who had that 56-game hitting streak,
right?
And he got the MVP. So it was one of those who really deserved it kind of conversations, and that's what happened and played out this week when SGA. And everybody figured that he was going to get it because he got second place last year.
Yep.
Behind Jokic. So it was kind of like, you know, righting a wrong in the minds of some. But, again, I thought about that, and I thought, well, you know, God bless him. But then his team went out and played like the team that there's nobody who's going to beat. Once yep. these guys get
phenomenal.
It's like gazelles out there. It was like the latest version of Showtime when they get up and down the court. So what are you seeing as far as Oklahoma City as a team versus everybody else? That was for you, Terrell. Oh, are we having problems with him again? Oh, doggone it. All right, Terrell, we're going to put you on hold. He's in that room again he was in last week.
Really?
He's in there making waffles or something. Uh-oh. And the signal gets all messed up.
He's making breakfast.
Okay, well, we're going to try and get Terrell back on here. Let us know what happened. But.
Absolutely. But you make a good point, you know, as far as that goes, for him to go and for SGA to have the kind of performance that he had to get them into the Western Finals. And now we got this showcase. We got he and Ant-Man going toe-to-toe.
Don't look kind of close. Like somebody said that maybe we anointed Ant-Man too quickly.
Well, you know, with Ant-Man too, even with him, you're in a bigger city, and here's a guy that don't mind letting you know when he's around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he doesn't mind doing those extra things. He knows that the lights on him, he knows the cameras are on him. And this right now, this league is saying, who is the next voice? Who is it going to be? And he's, you know,
he says he don't want it.
But he's getting it, though. Huh? He's getting it.
We got Terrell back.
All right.
Terrell Thomas, East Urban Times. Morning, buddy. Don't move.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I don't know why they don't want us to talk this basketball.
Anyway, go ahead. You were going to answer a question about your thoughts on Oklahoma City as a team and what you saw from them.
Yes, I've been a doubter of Oklahoma City throughout the season. And I will say, you know, as we've talked throughout the year, you've been one that's been, hey, you know, we got to watch these young guns. We got to watch SGA. We got to watch them. We got to watch them. So I've kept an eye on them, but I said, hey, once the playoffs come around and that format have happened to, you know, beat a team four times, they're not going to be able to do it. And I must say, I've been extremely impressed. What you mentioned a moment ago about that run-and-gun style they've been playing, I've been impressed with them on a defensive end. Especially, you know, Steph Curry wasn't there, so the Warriors series was the series that they just previously played was a little shaky, but they got the job done. Seeing the Wolves right now, who just beat the Warriors, I thought the Wolves were going to come out and pretty much smoke Oklahoma City in the first two matchups, and they've been dominant. Oklahoma City has put their foot on the gas, and they haven't let up. They've been containing Rudy Gobert. They've been containing Ant-Man. So I'm impressed with them. I want to see if that style of play shifts to Minnesota when they get up there, but I've been impressed with them. And right now, they have to be the front runner to win the entire NBA championship.
Whoa, the whole thing. That's some folk on the East Coast may have something to say about that. So spending time on the waitforit.com outline with Terrell Thomas. He is social. You can find him at Eldorado2452 at Eldorado2452. Thoughts about this Eastern Conference. You know, New York was so hyped, throwing bags of garbage at the man in the Pacers shirt and there, all they're carrying on. And so far, the Pacers have handled their business in New York. They're going back home now with a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, that's another team that I think the Pacers are going to come out the Eastern Conference, and I've thought that for a while, just based really on Tyrese Halliburton and Rick Carlisle. I think Rick Carlisle doesn't get the credit that he deserves as being a great coach in this league, but he's got the job done before. He of course, this is his stint now in Indiana. He's done great things when he was in Dallas. I really think he's a phenomenal coach, and that he gives that team a slight edge over New York and Coach Tibbs. I did not think the Pacers would take both games at Madison Square Garden. I saw them taking one game. But they're another team. The Knicks are in trouble. The Knicks are in trouble. And if they don't get things together immediately, it may only be two more games in this series. You mentioned the gentleman who got the trash thrown at him in New York not too long ago. He'll be at game three, thanks to Tyrese Halliburton. Halliburton and his representative reached out to that gentleman, and he'll be at game three to support the Pacers. So I think that's really cool. But I see it right now being a Pacers-Thunders finals, and I saw that before the Western and Eastern Conference Finals began, and those two teams have just been winning and dominating fast. And so I've been extremely impressed in the Pacers, and more so Tyrese Halliburton, who so many people were saying was overrated. I think he's showing why he's a superstar, a rising superstar in the league.
You hesitated. You said superstar first, and then you said rising superstar. The fact that we're bringing this verbiage in versus overrated, which I mean, it hit in a way that people who followed the sport knew of it. Then it hit nationally, and then he's done everything he can to dispel that by being a part of the last few seconds of the wins of this team. I just find it amazing how that has just happened right in front of us. You know, it's one thing to hit a big shot at the end of the game, of one game, and be that person. But now you are part of the replay package of not only your team, but the Knicks for the rest of the existence of the NBA. When they talk about the ups and downs of these two teams, that shot from the other night will always be included in it.
Yeah, yeah. It'll always be there.
And the fact that he paid homage to Reggie Miller and threw that choke, you know, the choke.
Yeah, that was a little bit early. That was a little bit early.
But you know what, Terrell, you go back with this Indiana team, you remember the first in-season tournament that the NBA had, and they made it to the finals of that. And a lot of people were saying, oh, watch out for the Pacers. And they didn't follow through last season the way some people may have thought they would. But in the first, you remember, they ended up playing the Lakers in the finals of the first in-season tournament. And so maybe it's taken them a while for that all to come together and come through. But this is the team that we saw going back to that time that showed the potential to be on the rise. And, you know, maybe they're just delivering right now.
They are. This may be their time. And I think the Olympics also helped a guy like Tyrese Halliburton being able to sit back and learn from those veterans and those superstars in the league, and then being able to bring that and help translate what winning and a winning culture looks like with this team.
Yeah, winning culture, very important.
All right, so listen, you got plans, big plans for the kids this weekend? You're going to be back with us on Monday, so we want a good story.
I actually don't. I'll hear a story. I'll be doing some work this weekend. Carmelo, okay. He has this tournament that I was saying last weekend in South Carolina, so I'll be keeping my eye out on that. I wasn't able to make it, unfortunately, but my junior reporter, Selah, is out there, so she'll keep me in tune.
There you go. There you go.
See, yeah, now, last time we got a picture of Selah, she was with the woman who's in town right now. So she's her buddy's Paige Beckers, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, she's in town today. She plays at 3 o'clock.
You imagine that? Selah can call up Paige Beckers and go, hey, you want to meet down at the varsity?
No.
You know?
She certainly wanted to go see Paige play today, but her little brother came first. So she'll probably be doing double duty, listening or watching the Dream game and seeing what if the Dream can win and hoping that Paige still has a good game. And then she'll be watching Melo, hoping he does his thing. So she'll be very occupied as a Dream take on the Fever this afternoon.
Is Selah's contact list growing? That's all we want to know.
Oh, very much so. Yes, indeed. It's certainly growing. I'm going to start asking her for some numbers.
Is it impressive to you who she's got
it is.
In her phone?
It is. It is because it's happening so smoothly and it's happening effortlessly, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So it
has
been very, very impressive to see. It is.
She's one of those. You don't see her coming. She's doing this very surgically. This is I'm telling you. All right, buddy, listen, we'll be talking to you on Monday. Thank you, as always. Tell the kids we said hello. Their uncles said hello.
Absolutely.
And
stay safe out there.
Yes, yes, yes. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you on Monday, Terrell.
Talk to you guys Monday. Have a great one.
There you go, Terrell Thomas, East Urban Times. As we continue this train, we got lots of stuff to talk about here. It is time to venture into Noelle's world. We've not heard her this morning.
I know.
So I'm looking forward to the greeting.
Can't wait.
What's going on with her. That is up next. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning, Memorial Day weekend, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.